This is Armando. In this demonstration, I am going to attempt and explain how you, as a Mac user, are able to install Windows via the USB method onto a partition that has been created via Bootcamp. You may be wondering, how do we do this if some of the Macs, which include the MacBook Air and the newer Mac Minis, do not have an optical drive? In my last podcast, if you recall, we installed Windows onto a bootcamped partition via a CD, since the Talkin installation was built on a CD that I basically created. In this instance, we are going to use a USB Talkin installation disk that has been created by Brian, B-R-Y-A-N, Smart, and you can download those particular files at www.BryanSmart.com, and I will make sure to post the link when I upload this podcast. When you download the files from Brian Smart's website and you save them to your computer, you are going to have two versions of the Talkin installation disks. One of them is going to be to burn onto a CD, and the other one will be for USB use. For more information on how to burn such files, I would recommend you visit www.blind-geek.net and listen to Rick Harmon's demonstration of the Windows pre-installation environment and how he goes over the background, how you burn such ISO files onto either a disk or a USB. Rick does a great job in describing how you can accomplish this method so that you are able to in turn have a Talkin Windows pre-installation disk. So without further ado, let's get the show going. For this demonstration, we have a Mac Mini mid-2012, and this particular machine has no optical drive. I would also like to add that you, the user, will need a USB sound card in order to have your Talkin Windows pre-installation environment work so that you are able to have sound upon being able to install Windows onto the partition you created at Bootcamp. Some of the stuff will be the same except for one thing. When the Mac reboots, we are going to have to hold the Option key, eject the Windows USB stick, and keep the other one, which has the Talkin installation environment, right arrow twice, hit enter, and it is hoped that we will have a Talkin installation when the Mac boots into the USB environment. Your Mac may differ depending on the model, so I would strongly encourage you to have someone sighted. That way you are able to familiarize yourself with the boot up process when you hold down the Option key. I am using a regular keyboard on the Mac, so the Option key would be your Alt key, and the Command key would be your Windows key. So to open up the bootcamp, as you recall from my previous podcast, we are going to press Windows space or Command space, which will bring up the Spotlight search, which is also the equivalent to Windows.
Spotlight search text field.
And here we are going to type in bootcamp.
Bootcamp assistant. Open bootcamp help has keyboard focus.
As you recall, the windows are the same as in my previous podcast, which I would encourage you to listen to if you haven't. They are located either at AppleVis, AppleVis.com, or at blind-geek-zone.net. Both of them did a great job in allowing me to post my podcast, so I really want to give them a special thanks and shout out, and I hope to be able to have this one posted in the same sites as well. So we are going to tab until we find the continue button.
Continue.
I press the Windows bar.
7 or later version install disk. Check.
This window's familiar, so we're going to uncheck the create a Windows install disk since I already have one.
Uncheck create a Windows 7 or later version install disk checkbox.
Tab.
Download the latest Windows support software from Apple. Check.
We're going to uncheck that box. And we're going to leave the third box checked, which is
install Windows 7 or later version. Check.
Install Windows 7 or later version. So we are going to tab until we find
continue.
The continue button.
We are currently on a button. Divide equally.
This window is the same. It wants us to interact and basically allow how much partition size we want for our windows. So I am going to divide equally. And I'm going to tab until I find
install.
The install button.
We are currently on a button.
I press that with the space bar. And if I wait a second and use my left arrow key,
go back. Progress indicator. Status. Partitioning disk.
So we wait. Upon hearing the Mac boot up, we're going to eject the Windows USB disk while at the same time holding down the Option key. Eject the USB, hold down the Option key. We wait for about 10 to 15 seconds. Okay, I think we'll be safe now to right arrow once, right arrow twice, and we hit enter. And as you can probably hear, the sound card has kicked in. So that's a good sign that hopefully the Mac will boot up into the talking USB installation. And depending on your configuration, whether it's the MacBook Air or the Mac Mini, this may take a while, but I think on the MacBook Air, and I hope I am right about this, because it's got the solid state drive or the faster flash drive, whatever they call it, it will boot up actually a lot faster. Whereas this particular Mac is standard based. It has the 500 gig 5400 RPM hard drive, as well as the 4 gigs of RAM. Okay, so that tells me that the sound card kicked in. So we have to patiently wait while the Mac loads the drivers for the sound card. And for everyone's information, I am using a Creative C-Media USB sound card. If you want to search for that, you can probably Google it and see where you can find it cheaper. I've had this sound card for about 7 years. So at the time, it cost me about $20 or so. And I'm pretty sure that the prices have gone down. So just as long as it's a Creative or pretty much any generic one should work. As long as you have a sound card with the drivers that are not proprietary, you should have no problem in having a talking pre-installation environment. If for some reason your sound card does not want to kick in or the Windows installation environment does not come up talking, what I would suggest you do is hold down the power button on the Mac, power it down, plug in the talking USB directly into the port of the Mac, then power on the Mac, hold down the Option key, right arrow as many times as you need to get to the USB drive, which in this case was twice, hit enter, and wait for the Mac to load the drivers and have the thing installing and come up talking. So it took about roughly 10 minutes or so, depending on the Mac's configuration, but on the MacBook Air, it may be faster. If things are done right, you should hear something like this.
Start button. Running applications toolbar. User promoted note. Show desktop button. Desktop list. Computer not selected. 1 of 39.
That is what you're supposed to be hearing instead of the silence. So that is it for the moment. I just wanted to cover this particular aspect. The rest is the same if you were to do this on your Mac. And if you listen to my podcast, I cover, for instance, how do you boot camp, how do you format the drive, whatnot. If you have any questions, comments, constructive criticism, please feel free to email them to armando.maldonado0767@gmail.com. I hope this podcast was informative. Yes, I know it was short, but I did not want to cover what I covered in the last podcast, since I would assume you, the listener, have listened to it so you can have the concept of how to install Windows on a bootcamp partition. I look forward to more podcasts to come. So long.